I know there are those who are looking forward to maybe the end of March Madness because their bracket is busted. I saw Graham Couch here, the fine columnist for the Lansing State Journal. He tweeted out, "Reasonable people are questioning Tom Izzo. Unreasonable people are as well." That's probably true, and you'll find more of the latter on social media, no question. Our topic today with our good friend Dr. John Braccio has to do with, you know, going out and being more of a people person, living for others, and you become better yourself. But I got to say, there were times this year with the MSU team, I wanted guys to not be people on the court, and I wanted them to be like, just take over a game and not look to pass the ball because there's a shot clock, right? And, you know, there were a lot of those moments in the game, unfortunately, against Syracuse. But the doc is on the other end of our line this morning. Good morning.
Well, good morning to you. And like most, I certainly have some opinions. I feel this was a group of wonderful young men,
yeah,
incredible individuals, but they really couldn't quite function as a team. So even though you had all that amazing talent there, they just couldn't put it together in spite of winning 30 games, which is really amazing. And I think once a little time subsides, people will realize they're the Big Ten champions of this regular season. And they had a great year. It just... it's kind of a disappointing ending, I think if you move on, great group of kids. You know, the coach wasn't the one missing no shots in that last 7 minutes or whatever it was. So those things happen, and we're not in heaven yet. I guess that would be my mother's statement. So
yeah,
we just move on, and now we get ready for football, and then basketball will come up, and you know, the sun comes up in the morning, goes down at night, so that just kind of continues.
Yeah, you know, we're starting to feel like now we know how they feel in the SEC. It's all about spring football. you know, it is, but you know, sometimes the whole didn't equal the sum of the parts, and that was this group.
Yes.
And we move on. But in real life, as opposed to the fantasy land we enjoy by watching these games, and we do, but in real life, our personal life and maybe our professional life, putting other people's needs on a high level can help you believe, achieve a lot of your own needs as well.
I think that's absolutely true. This doesn't mean you forget yourself or leave yourself in the back seat, but I believe it's safe to say that you're going to be successful if you can understand the needs and strengths of others and you use them to help them to be their best. You know, they then can, they'll like you, they're going to help you, and they're going to work with you. Certainly a high percentage of people are going to do that. And I think the team is always more successful than a group, as we were just talking. You know, I think UCLA basketball coach legend John Wooden said it best when he said, "The best players don't necessarily make the best team. Unselfishness, discipline, and unity lead to championships." Now, if you can help other people in terms of see the best in themselves, have them work well, and if they're working with you or anywhere they are in life, they're going to be better in terms of team members. They're going to be finding positive in people. And if you can do that, this is really the key, because if you really look, successful systems and successful people are those that are able to see abilities in others, see strengths in others, can make people feel good and allow them to move forward in a more positive way. And I think if people say they feel better about themselves when they interact and work with you, then you're going to be more successful personally and professionally. And I think that when you're able to do this with difficult persons, this will greatly enhance your ability to succeed in life, because there are difficult people everywhere. And if you can make them feel more positive, have them work more as a team, not that you can do that with everyone, but if you can do it, then that's going to make you be more successful also. Because if you really think about it, Dave, so much of our life is interacting with people, and so much of it is trying to have an impact or trying to influence in a positive way other people that we interact with. And there are people, after you talk to them, you do have a good feeling. You say, you know, I really feel good about that communication. And there are others when you say, oh, no, here comes Cloudy, Chucky, or Mary. So I think if we can work on being positive ourselves, if we can try to help other people be more happy and satisfied with themselves, then we're going to obviously be more successful. Certainly that's part of being a parent. That's part of being
I was going to mention that, Doug. I mean, I think about that, you know, with being a parent and being a spouse, that there's moments where you say, you know, at this moment, for me, things aren't going so good. For me, but look at this and look at this. And you take some pride in a child's accomplishment. You see what they're doing, and suddenly you don't feel as gloomy. Your spouse does something tremendous, maybe gets a promotion. You're thinking about that, and it's not. You don't look back on yourself and go, "Yeah, but if things were just going better for me, it'd be." You feel really good for them, and you think, you know, did I do anything to help facilitate that? Well, maybe I did, and that's so you could start turning things around. You see where I'm going with that?
Well, I can, and also I feel if we're part of that, that we've helped encourage people to be their best, and then they are their best, that makes us in better shape, makes us feel better, just as a human being, even if it doesn't advance us professionally or even personally in terms of particular endeavors, it'll make you better as a person by helping others be better and work on their abilities. I think
your happy factor goes up.
The happy factor, and if you really think about it, Dave, this is one of the things I find people don't think about enough. They're around a lot of people that don't make them feel better, okay? And they somehow keep going with the same people and people that are kind of negative for them. Not necessarily toxic completely, but they're just, they don't really add something. And my view is you want to try to find people that make you feel better, and you try to make them feel better, and then your life is going to be a lot easier, because if we surround ourselves with bright flowers and people that are really trying to move forward, or potential bright flowers, nice smell flowers, you know, roses, beautiful things. If we can bring out the rose in people, it's going to help bring out the rose in ourselves. So that life is off. Sometimes we make it way too complicated when really just sitting down, making some choices about what's going to make you feel better, people that maybe you can interact with and have an influence on. And if you're a leader, if you're a coworker, if you're a parent, if you're a neighbor, if you're a church member, whatever it might be, anything we can do to enhance ourselves by helping enhance others and find others that we interact with effectively and make their lives better, that's only going to make us more effective. It's pretty commonsensical, but good sure people
don't
do
that. Where do we get that for, you know, unhappy people, you get consolation knowing others are unhappy. The Germans have a word for it, Schadenfreude. You know, something happens. And they smirk at that word. They love it. But the idea that misery loves company, that's hard to fight off sometimes, isn't it?
It is hard to fight off. I think our tendency, though, has to be, our ability is to not take part in that activity. If someone else is in a bad mood, that's their situation. We can't let them put their mood on us like a sponge. What we have to do, if we can, is try to enhance the other person. But ultimately, you have to give credence to your own feelings, and you have to be in control of yourself. So if you're trying to be positive and you're living in a world where you're trying to do that, if you run into negativity, you try to bring positivity, if you will, something positive. But if that doesn't mean everybody is receptive, and when there aren't receptive people and they're not willing to work with you, and be, you know, responsive to trying to be more effective, then we just have to back off to some degree for our own sanity. But the main thing is, in most cases, if you try to be positive, you try to look for the best in people, you note good qualities that they have, and you try to encourage them to develop them, that's going to help them, and it's also going to help you, as a minimum, make you feel better and more effective as a person, but it also can be more effective from a professional working point of view, from a team effort, from developing a team, from a whole series of positive possibilities.
You have treated thousands and thousands of clients, and when they're negative, do you find that a lot of times it's a self-made negativity, that their lives really aren't as bad as they're painting out for you there on the canvas, and that it's self-made or not?
I would say yes, even though it's not meant to sound negative on people. But a lot of people just, they carry a cloud with them. They expect bad things to happen. They may have had bad experiences in the past, and they tend to do that. And they may often live in the past. They're still upset and mad about things that happened in the past, so they can't be happy in the present. Like, say someone had a job opportunity in Colorado, California, somewhere where they wanted to go, and they didn't take it. So 10 years later, they may have a good job and a nice family, but they're still so upset about that that they're having trouble enjoying each day. And my view has always been, have to let it go, you have to move forward, and you have to enjoy today. Look for things that are going to make you more satisfying, looking for a new job, looking for new hobbies, looking for new people to interact with, call it whatever you will. So, but I'd say a good share of people that are unhappy, even if they would deny it, but it is a choice. They do not choose to make good decisions, good outlooks on life. And if they do that, then of course they can be far more effective. They can cognitively restructure, which means replace negative thoughts with positive thoughts, because we are what we think, and what we choose to think about has a huge impact on what's happening in our life.
And I'll tell you, Doc, my dad used to have a great thing when I played sports, which I had various degrees of success, and I'll just leave it at that. I'd get angry, and he would go, "Is this a life or death situation?" And I look at him, and I'm like, "No, but I'm angry." I said, "Is it?" He goes, "Is it life or death?" And I go, "Well, no, Dad." He's like, "Well, okay, let's move on." And that was pretty much it. I mean, he heard me, but that was enough. It wasn't anything to ruin the rest of your day, week, or month over. He was pretty good about putting stuff into perspective that way.
Well, I think that is a good way to put it. And there are people that awfulize. They kind of come up with the absolute worst outcome, or they assume the worst. And those are really unhappy people, and the drama king, the drama queen. Yeah. I just think life isn't as complicated as we make it. We just have to try to make good decisions, surround ourselves with good people, and move forward. And if we do try to enhance others, there's no question that's going to enhance us. That doesn't mean we put ourselves negative and allow people to take advantage of. No, we're simply trying to make others be more effective and feel better about themselves, and even notice the good qualities they have that maybe over the years they have lost due to others' negativity with them or through their negative outlooks on life. But life is to be enjoyed, and we're to try to do the best we can while we're here, on Earth.
Dr. John Braccio, drjohnb.com is the website, the podcast. There are a lot of podcasts. Whatever issues you're having with your life, you're going to find something there. You can seek them out for consultation, of course, but you can find a lot of things there with the podcast and maybe something very specific to what is happening with you and yours. Always good to talk to you, my friend.
Listen, have a great day and a great week, and I'll look forward to talking to you later, buddy.
We will. 1320 Morning Wake Up, WILS.